Hi, it's Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Today's topic is mental illness. Now, I don't know a lot about mental illness, but I do have a person in my life who is mentally ill, severely mentally ill, and it's my ex-wife. I've been talking about her on and off on all these podcasts and in my website and my book, and it turns out she's mentally ill. That is her problem. That has always been her problem. And it has affected her for years. And it has affected everyone around her for years. She's been diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenic. And when you start looking up those words, the things she did, the way she acted, the kind of pain she inflicts on others and herself, starts to become more clear. So, I don't know, what does that have to do with personal development for men? Well, it kind of gets me depressed thinking I got involved with her in the first place. But then again, you know, I can't look back. I can't go back and say, boy, if I would just known that she was a mentally ill, I wouldn't have gotten married to her. I wouldn't have had sex with her. I wouldn't have had two children with her. I wouldn't have let her destroy my life for 15 years. But I can't. I'm sorry. I wish I could, but I can't. And this is you, too. You might be involved with a mentally ill person. You don't even know it, and you're too stupid to understand it because this isn't something anybody talks about. And, you know, I don't consider myself stupid. I'm a professional civil engineer. I've been doing civil engineering for years. It's a demanding field. It's difficult. I have to wade through difficult plans and create things that other people probably can't. And maybe if that sounds condescending, I'm not. It's just I've been trained for it. I am quite good at it to the point of, you know, very good at it. So I don't consider myself stupid, but I stupidly got involved with a mentally ill person. So where does that leave me? Well, I left her. I'm not saying because a mentally ill person is mentally ill that you need to stay with them and tough it out and do your part. No. The mentally ill person will ruin your life. And I tend to think that there's plenty of mentally ill people around that aren't really diagnosed, and we just let them run roughshod over us. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right at all. The way my wife, when we were married, the way she treated me was not right. I lay it all out in the book, How to Leave Your Wife, and in articles in my various websites. And this type of behavior, the way a mentally ill person treats others, it hurts the others. It doesn't seem to hurt the mentally ill person that much. And I'm not downing the mentally ill. They need treatment. They need help. They need something. But I don't think it's my lot in life to suffer from just because I happen to get involved with a mentally ill person. You know, maybe her role in the world was to be a mother and have these two wonderful children that we have. And now these children are growing up and they're doing fantastically well in spite of having a mentally ill mother who has been in jail for the last few months and now is going to a mental institution to be forced to have treatment. But it took a tremendous amount of my effort and the effort of others to get her to this point. Don't you see? The world is set up to punish normal people like me, like you, and reward others, and nobody wants to deal with these issues. You know, my way of dealing with her was just to shovel money at her. And so she has squandered thousands and thousands and thousands of my money, and I don't have any of that money back. You know, I have been unable to accumulate any real resources, squandering all that money. But that's me, you know, that's my deal. It's not for you to worry about me. I am just saying that when you get involved with a mentally ill person, you are going to find it very difficult to function normally because there's not enough time in the day for you to go to work, make money, invest, do things you want to do because you're dealing with this mentally ill person. So what you got to do is not deal with them, all right? You have to find a way out. It's just like anything else. If you're doing something you don't like to do, if you're with someone you don't like to be with, you get away from that situation. You move towards something else. As Robert Anthony, Dr. Robert Anthony, so well puts it in The Secret of Deliberate Creation, you move toward what you want. With me dealing with this wife who was so hard on me, so verbally abusive, so what I would consider terrible to me, I wanted a peaceful, harmonious life. I wanted people to treat me well, respectful, loving, and kind. I moved toward that. In the process, I had to leave her because she isn't able to be that way. She hasn't shown it in a decade or more. Okay? She's mentally ill, so she can't. She cannot do it. No matter how much I loved her, no matter how much I worked with her, no matter what I did, nothing worked because she's mentally ill. This may be you. You may be listening to this and your wife is just on the verge of starting to berate you for wasting your time listening to some guy on a podcast, right? She may be forcing you to work tremendous amounts of overtime, wrecking your health to serve her needs. See, this is your life, don't you see? You cannot spend it with mentally ill people. You have to move away from them, moving toward people who are more to your liking. And you may find you have to not spend so much time with other people because more people are mentally ill than we think. And they tend to get in our way and thwart our goals and deal with us negatively and leave us with not much of a life. And that's not personal development. You have to have a life. I deserve to have a life. And you do too. If you got a mentally ill person in your life, you got to get away. And think this is going to be, it will be messy. When I left my wife, it was a tremendous mess. The day I left was a traumatic experience. The months and years after for my children was terrible on them. Don't you see? But they made their way back to me. And they are wonderful because of it. They had a place to come to. See, I couldn't get stronger with this mentally ill person chipping away at me, at my confidence, and berating me and finding fault. And I had to leave to get strong. You can't get strong if somebody's making you weak. A mentally ill person makes you weak. The mentally ill need professional care, not some half-baked idea that you're just going to love her more or you're going to make more money and then she'll be happy. Because no matter how much money you make, she won't be happy. No matter how much you love her, she can't accept it. She won't be nice. She's mentally ill. See, that was my story. That was my life. And until I got away from that, my life was just a mess. It was just a total mess. It was just a total lie. You know, I had to lie to myself, to others, to everyone. No, I couldn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody about this treatment, about this abuse, about how bad she was. I mean, probably people saw this, but they don't say nothing, right? Nobody says anything about this. You could be sitting there on a park bench with your wife screaming at you about how bad of a husband you are, how small your penis is, how little money you make, and how you should stand up for yourself to your boss and others, and how bad your kisser is, and what your bad breath is, and you smell, and you talk funny, and on and on and on, and how bad your family is, because she's mentally ill, she doesn't know how to be nice, but nobody will care, right? People will walk by and laugh at you. So you have to be the man and leave, right? The answer isn't what we did in the old days where the men would beat their wives senseless when they got out of hand. You can't do that, right? Isn't that wrong? That was wrong then. It's wrong now. You walk away. You leave. You run. You do what you can. You got to get away from a mentally ill person and have time for yourself to heal. This is your life, don't you see? You deserve a good life. And anyone who tells you you don't, you can't. Forget them. Forget them. This is your life. This is my life. We don't deserve this treatment, don't you see? We don't deserve it. You have to get away from this mental illness. We have to force our governments, our authorities to handle these mentally ill persons in a humane manner, in which I'm hoping that finally, after all this time, they're doing with my ex-wife. She's going to a mental institution, and they are going to make her take medication that will hopefully tone down her paranoid schizophrenic way, so she may have a chance at a life. I'm not that optimistic. I know what a terrible person she is. When she wrecked my life, she wrecked my son's life, she wrecked my daughter's life. I will have a hard time forgiving her for that. But the three of us, we've moved on. We're moving on. We're doing the best we can. And we don't consider ourselves as victims. We don't consider ourselves as permanently broken. Yes, we have this thing in our life, these bad episodes. But I think we've all learned from it. And my home with my children is peaceful. It's harmonious. It's loving. There's no yelling. There's no screaming. There's no lecturing. There's none of the crazy stuff that went on in my mentally ill home with my mentally ill wife. All right? The big house and the fancy lifestyle is not worth it. It is not worth it. You got to get away from mentally ill people. So if this resonates with you, go to my website, www.personaldevelopmentformen.com. Look for the How to Leave Your Wife ebook. It's available as an ebook through PayPal. It's also on Amazon as a Kindle book, which is a little bit cheaper on Amazon. So, with that, this is your life. Spend it wisely. Get away from a mental ill person. And we need professional people to handle these people. You can't do it on your own. I'm sorry, you're just not good enough. You're just not strong enough. You deserve to have a good life, just like I do. Thanks. This was Hans Hollinger at www.personaldevelopmentformen.com.